Today we're going to learn Chagiga Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We left off on the bottom line of Daf Hey Amud Beis. So we're going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had discussed Ezehu Katan. Who is a katan that's not chayiv in ri'iyah? We said a child is not chayiv in ri'iyah. So we said how old of a child isn't chayiv to be ol regel with his father? Kol she'inu yachal lirkov al k'seifa shel aviv. If he's not able to ride on his father's shoulders to go up from Yerushalayim to the Arabayis, according to the Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel said if he's not, even if he's old enough to ride on his father's shoulders, but he's not old enough to hold his father's hand and walk with his father, he's going to be pater. So from the Mishnah, it sounds like that, both according to Beis Shammai and according to Beis Hillel, it's based on the katan's ability, once he's in Yerushalayim, to leave his mother and go with his father to the Har HaBayis. But if the katan is able to go at that time, he's chayiv b'ri'iyah. Even if he's not able to go from his own city, if he's able to just go from Yerushalayim, leave his mother in Yerushalayim and go with his father, that would be good enough. So Maskva Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asks him that. Ad hacha man asye, but who's going to bring him to Yerushalayim in the first place? Meaning, obviously, he left his mother beforehand whenever he left his own city back home. So how did he get to Yerushalayim? Amle abaye ad hacha de mechaya ve'imei besimcha ayti se'imei. Mikan ve'elach miyachal alus v'lechus biyadav shalav miyushalayim larabayis chayavi lo pater. Now, up until this point, his mother brought him, because his mother is chayav in the midst of simcha on Yontif as well, so she's got to be together with her husband. She's going to have to be in Yerushalayim anyway. So his mother could bring him to Yerushalayim. The question is, who's going to bring him beyond that point? So that's what we're saying. That's when he's able to go with his father, he's chayiv being all of the regal. So main point number one, that a child is able to go with his father from Yerushalayim is chayiv in Olas Re'iyah, and he got to Yerushalayim because his mother had to be there anyway. He got to Yerushalayim with his mother, who had to be there anyway. So the Gemara discusses, Heshev Rabbi Tachas Beis Hillel, Divrei Beis Shammai. Rabbi says on behalf of Beis Hillel to ask, according to the Beis Shammai, who say that the shir is the age where a child is able to ride on his father's shoulders, V'chana lo olsa. It says the Chana didn't go up to Mishkan Shiloh with her husband Elkanah, ki amra li isha, because she said to her husband, to Elkanah, Adi Gomel Hanar Vavi Yosef, that after Shmuel was born, Chana stayed with Shmuel in the house and didn't want to go with her young child to Shiloh when Elkanah went with everyone else until Shmuel became 2 years old. But Vahashmuel diachal yirkav al k'seifa shel avava. But Shmuel already, when he was 1 year old, could have ridden on his father's shoulders and gone to Yerushalayim. So if that's the age, why, according to Beis Shammai, why wasn't he chayiv to go? Amle avua. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said to Rabbi, Ultamech tikshilach, according to you, that this is a proof that Beis Hillel is correct and Beis Shammai is incorrect, you should ask a kasha on yourself. Chana gufa mila mechayev b'simcha. How did Chana not go at all? Isn't Chana chayev in simcha? So doesn't she herself have to go? Ella Chana mefankusi yisert echazi baby Shmuel. Now what happened was that Chana realized that Shmuel was very weak as a child. She was afraid that the traveling would be bad for Shmuel, that the traveling would be bad for him, and that's why he didn't go, even though he was already at an age. So main point number two is we cannot prove from Shmuel's not being Ola L'Regel. We cannot prove, let's say it this way, we can't prove what age a child has to be Ola L'Regel from Shmuel, because Shmuel was a very weak and sensitive child. The Gemara now raises a shaila. By Rabbi Shimon, katan chiger l'divrei Beis Shammai, suma l'divrei shnehem. If you have a child who is unable to walk, who doesn't have legs, according to the, or his legs don't function, or v'suma, a child who's blind, according to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, mahu, do you have to be mechanich the child in the mitzvah of Re'iyah? Now, a gadol in that same position would be pater from Re'iyah. So do we say that the same is true of a child? Well, hechidami, what's the case? If we're talking about these types of ailments that are never going to be cured, these are incurable things that these people have, well, hasha gadol pater katan mibayi. If even as an adult the person is going to be pater, it should be obvious that as a child he's going to be pater. So it must be that we're dealing with someone who doesn't have use of his legs now, but through physical therapy and whatever, he could develop and he can get better. Or someone who's temporarily blind as a child, but it could be as an adult, he won't be blind. So my, do we say that since as an adult he's going to be chayiv to go, we should already train him right now? Or do we say if he were in this position as an adult, he would be pater, so he should be pater right now as well? Any situation that a gadol would be in that he'd be chayiv midaraisa, we have to be mechanech a child to do the same. But kol hechad the gadol pater midaraisa midarabanan katanami pater. But anything that a gadol in that position would be pater from an adaraisa level, a child is pater from as well. So we don't have to be mechanech lekatan. So main point number three: a temporarily blind or lame child does not have to be Ola Regel, because even an adult in that situation would not have to be Ola. Or doesn't have to do Ola Sri'iyah, because even an adult in that situation would not be Chayim in Ola Sri'iyah. Good, next. Beishami Omer Ha'ri'iyah Shtei Kesef. Beishami had said that Beishami Beisil argue about how much money you have to pay for the Karban Ri'iyah and the Chagiga. So the Gemara brings a price that explains the source and the reason for each of the opinions. Tan Rabban, Beishami Omer Ha'ri'iyah Shtei Kesef. Beishami said that every male, that the oldest Ri'iyah that every male has to bring on Yantif should cost Shtei Kesef, which is 1/3 of a dinar. The Chagiga, and the Karban Chagiga that everyone has to bring on Yantif, is just ma kesef, could cost half that. Shari'iya ola kula legava, because the ri'iya goes all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's carbon ola. Vashenkin b'chagiga, as opposed to the carbon chagiga, which is a shlamim, and a person gets to eat from it as well. Va'od, and furthermore, another reason, matzinu ba'atzeretz, we find on Shavuos, shari'i ben akasu ba'olos, yiseres mi b'shlamim, that the Torah tells us to bring more olos than shlamim. So you see that apparently carbon ola is preferred over carbon shlamim. That's Beishamai's opinion. Beisil says the opposite. Ri'iyah ma'akesef. That ri'iyah only has to cost one ma'akesef. Chagiga shtei kesef. The carbon chagiga has to cost two kesef. Why? Shechagiga yeshna lefnei hadibur. Because carbon chagiga was something that we brought even before Matan Torah. We have to bring carbon chagiga. Mashem ken b'ri'iyah, whereas olas ri'iyah was only after Matan Torah. Va'od matzinu b'nesim shiri ben akasu b'shlam yasim b'olos. We find that the nesim would bring more carbon shlamim than they did olos. So the chagiga is a carbon shlamim. That's why it trumps the ri'iyah. So main point number, whatever this is, four, I guess, three, four, I don't know what we're up to. Beishamai holds the olas ri'iyah should be more expensive because it goes to Hashem and we have more of them on Shavuos. Beis Hillel holds Shamai Chagiga should be more expensive because it was brought before Matan Torah and the Nesiim brought more of them. So it says Gemara, Beisil, my time alarm of Beishamai. Why does Beisil not agree to Beishamai's reasons? They had pretty good reasons. The Kamar Ri'iya Difa to Ola Kula Lugavoa, that which he said that the Ola's Ri'iya is better because it all goes to Hashem. Beisil would respond, Adarab Chagiga Difa Dispashte Achilos, that no, that's what makes Chagiga better because it gets eaten twice. Part of it gets eaten on the Mizbeach, not eaten, but the Mizbeach itself eats it. I mean, that's what we call Hashem eating it. And part of it gets eaten by people, so it has two Achilos as opposed to Karban Ola, which only gets eaten by Hashem, so to speak. And that which he said, well, we should learn from Shavuos that there are more Olas than there are Shlamim, done in Karban Yachid, mi Karban Yachid, vein done in Karban Yachid, mi Karban Sibur. We shouldn't compare it to what the Karbanos are in Shavuos, because that's a Karban Sibur. We're trying to learn about an individual's Karban. Beishamai, my time alone with Beisil. Why does Beishamai reject Beisil's reasons? So Beishamai would take each of Beisil's reasons as follows. The Karban Chagiga, for the Yashnul Vnadibur, that which you say Karban Chagiga is more important because it applied even before Kabbalah Satorah. Ria Nami Yashnul Vnadibur. There was an Olas Ria before Matan Torah, because the young men of Bnei Israel brought Karbanos Olos. The Pasuk says Beferush, Vayalu Olos, that they brought Olos as well. With the Karmat Nelef Minisim, and that which you said, we shall learn from the Nesiim that they brought more Shlamims than they did Olos. Done in Davar Anoig Lidoros, Midavar Anoig Lidoros. Vein done in Davar Anoig Lidoros, Midavar Shein Anoig Lidoros. We learn out the halacha that's something that applies for all generations from something else that applied for all generations. But you should have learned from the halachos of the Karbanos of the Nesiim. That was a one-time deal. That was something that never happened again in human history. Now that first point that Beishamai made against Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel claimed that only the Chagiga applied before Matan Torah, but Beishamai said, what are you talking about? It says in the Pasuk, Vayalu Olos, by the Olos Ri'iyah as well, even before Matan Torah. So how's Beis Hillel going to address that? How could Beis Hillel get off saying that a person can, only the Shalmi Chagiga applied before Matan Torah? We have Pesukim that they brought Olos as well. Kasavri Beisil, Ola Shekriv Yisrael B'Midbar, Olas Tamid Havai. Now Beisil was of the opinion that the Ola they brought in the Midbar was an Olas Tamid. That they brought each and every day was not an Olas Re'iyah. The Olas Re'iyah they didn't bring in the Midbar at all. Beishamai Savri, Ola Shekriv Yisrael B'Midbar, Olas Re'iyah Havai. Beishamai says, no, the Ola that they brought in the Midbar was actually an Olas Re'iyah, so we can derive from there. So, last main point on the Amud. Beis Hillel rejects Beis Shammai because the Chagiga gets eaten twice, and is a Karban Yachid. Beis Shammai rejects Beis Hillel because both Ola and Chagiga were brought before Matan Torah, and we prefer to learn from those karbanos that apply in all times. Okay, so the next thing we're going to do, Be'ez Hashem, next time in Davav and Beis, is going to be a major discussion of why Beis Hillel assumes that the karban ola that the Jewish people brought in the Midbar was a karban tamid, and Beis Shammai assumes that it was not a karban tamid, it was an olas re'iyah. So we're going to get into that conversation, God willing, next time. We're leaving off at Amar Abaye, a little before the end of the page.